All right. I guess we have some more calls in. Is that what I'm seeing right here? We actually have other people that can confirm or just, I guess, tell us more about the house with the red door.
Yes.
Yes.
This is weird because I've never heard about this. I mean, usually I feel like it's something people would tell you about. Kaylee. Yeah, that's scary. There is Kaylee. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Have you heard about the house with the red door?
Yeah. So I had heard about it, and then I was talking to my grandmother yesterday, and sorry, my daughter's getting out of car for school.
It's okay.
I was talking to my grandmother yesterday, and have a good day. And I was telling her that a lady had called and was talking about the door itself being possessed.
Ooh.
Well, my grandmother is almost 80 years old. She was telling me that, like, the door itself is what's possessed. It's not the house. And that when the wife had been put into the insane asylum was at the same time that they were arresting the husband for all of the torturous murders and stuff that he was doing. So they sold the house in a police auction or something like that. And she said that the new owners tried to destroy the door, like, multiple times. They would, like, take the door down, put it through a wood chipper, put a new door on the house.
Holy crap!
And then, like, the next day, they would come back and, like, the red door would be on the house again, and the other door looked like it had been run through the wood chipper.
Oh, no!
How does that even happen?
Oh, my God!
I have no idea, but my grandma's old as dirt, basically, so I trust what she's saying about it. She said that her parents knew about this house and that they told her about it, and, like, her brother was talking about it, too. Crazy stuff. Like, the guy who lived there was completely insane and just, like, kidnapped people and, like, tortured them in the house. And that's what made the wife go nuts.
Does anybody know if the story's real? My point is, like, I love my grandma, too, but older people sometimes are, you know, senile and they don't remember things.
Sounds pretty real to me.
I don't, yeah. It sounded pretty weird, like, pretty real to me. And, like, my grandma, like, she was pretty, like, shook telling me about it. Like, she's from southern Indiana, so I don't know. I mean, she didn't know exactly where it was either, but she definitely did know quite a bit about it.
Wow.
Okay. I want to talk to the mayor. Can we get the mayor on the phone? Mayor!